Once again, happy Veterans Day to all my veterans out there, everybody that's in the armed service. We thank you. We appreciate what you do for us. Especially allowing Sir Thurl and I to be on this radio every day to have fun. We appreciate you. We salute you.
Salute. I salute that.
Tide 104.1, St. Louis, the source of hip-hop and R&B. Okay. So yesterday, just dropped on the internet. People went crazy. I'm not going to laugh. I laughed hard. I don't know about you, Sir Thurl, but I laughed hard when I saw this video.
What did you come here for? What did you come down here for? Tell me.
To get delivered more.
To get delivered. Turn around and tell those people.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not carry a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
Y'all praise God with him. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold just 1 minute. Now either you gonna believe this stuff or you ought to stop preaching it. If you can't praise God with him, you're an unbeliever. Now somebody believe God with him.
So imagine my excitement when I found out that the young man is right here from the loo.
Your excitement?
Yes, because I had a question I needed to be answered after seeing that video, because I was scared and I was disturbed. So please welcome to the big show the man in the video that made that proclamation, Andrew. What up?
Hello.
Andrew Boogie D, Hot 104.1. Welcome to the big show. What up?
How you doing?
Okay, so you are an internet sensation, Andrew.
Right.
Because of what hit Worldstar. Let me ask you a question first. Do you even know how this clip got on the internet? Did you put it up or did somebody you know put this up?
No, someone else I know put it up. I mean, I don't know. After that happened, I was in the spirit that day. And I've been praying all week. I've been like, Lord, it's because it was so many gay, it was so many homosexuals at the Holy Convocation. Okay. And I've been praying. You know, I gave up meals and stuff, chicken wings and all that stuff. I said, Lord, and I said it for real. I said, Lord, before the end of this convocation, I want to know, are you a really real? I said, Lord, you let me tell my testimony. I would give back to St. Louis. I would give back. I would start my own business to help people to come out of it. You get what I'm saying?
Saying you're no longer the gay.
I'm no longer gay no more.
Are you being truthful right now? Because you're in St. Louis, and you're on Hot 104.1, and people know you, because apparently everything to everybody said they know you. So this is it, Andrew. I'm asking you straight up, man to man.
Man to man. I'm not gay no more. I have no taste for a woman. I am delivered. Not just to say I'm delivered, or not just to say that I don't like men no more, but I'm saying truly, I don't have no taste no more, because I've been praying as God to come out of this, because I don't want to be in this, because I had a dream that I had that and a heart attack, and the Lord would keep warning me.
But let me ask you this question, but let me just clarify, you did say you no longer have a taste for a woman, so I want you to understand that's what you said. So I'm not trying to make fun or light, but that's what you said. So I want you to clarify. You're saying you no longer have a taste for men.
I have no longer have taste for men.
Okay, but what's wrong with being gay? There's nothing wrong with being gay. If you're gay, you're gay. Who cares?
What's wrong with being gay? That's not what the Bible say. And that's not how God wants us to be. God wants us to be, God created man and woman, not woman and woman, not man and man. So like you said, you are married, you have your own wife, and
But Andrew, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think you're being truthful to yourself.
I am being truthful to myself.
I don't think you are.
I don't want to be this no more.
You don't want to be the gay. I understand that. But that doesn't make sense to me, Andrew. Because here's what I'm going with it. I think you're not being genuine to yourself, and that's not fair. That's not what God wants. God wants you to be who you are.
No, God, does not want us to be who we are. I don't want to be this lifestyle no more. I got delivered. I've been coming up for prayer. I've been asking God to deliver me from it. If God can deliver a drunkard, if God can deliver a homosexual, if God can deliver a liar, if God can deliver thieves, people that steal, if God can do that, why he cannot deliver me? What's up with the homosexual?
Because you're making it sound like being gay is some sort of infliction, is a disease, is something
bad. No,
it's
not. No,
something
no, no, no.
And think about it. People,
he was not born gay. No one, it was not born gay.
Now, you do understand.
I came out of this, and I'm going to have a new life, and I'm going to try to get others to come out of it, too. Now, you can't make no one come out of it, but you can talk them into coming out of it. And then they can pray over it, and then they can like, you know what, Andrew? Let me tell you one more thing. I've been receiving thousands emails, thousands of inboxes. They are telling me I was gay. I'm now married. I want to be delivered from that, Andrew. I'm gay, but how can I come out of it? So my testimony are hitting others. So I'm being truthful. What should I lie for you to? I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't believe being gay is a disease. And I think that the people from the gay community are hearing you right now.
People want to vote for Barack Obama. You want to vote for me. It's just like that. But let me tell you something. I'll tell you, one day, my wife is coming, and I'm going to have kids.
Well, I'm just being honest with you, Andrew.
And I'm not going to look back on that lifestyle.
Okay.
And I'm not going to judge.
But Andrew, understand something.
Others are gay.
But Andrew, understand. People from the gay community that are listening to you right now are shocked and appalled that you are saying this on the radio. They're like, is this man nuts?
No, this man is not nuts. This man is truly delivered.
Okay. So Andrew from St. Louis, the man in the video, is saying right now on today, Tuesday, November 11th, 2014, he is no longer the gay. The gay has been lifted out of him. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Amen. All I can do is take you at your word.
Amen.
You and I agree to disagree on this one, but hey, I'm not walking in your shoes.
Correct.
So all I can say is I salute you and good luck to you, and let's talk again, all right?
All right.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.